Bang bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to Volume 28 of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. I'm, of course, Scrump.
I'm, of course, Drew.
And holy, another fucking live episode. We're live, pal.
We're live.
From the studio apartment in Chicago, Illinois. Man, there is a loud buzzing from the bar right behind us. Don't mind that. Now you guys will probably pay attention to it. I'm, of course, paying attention to it. Welcome. As you know, just yesterday we posted the live episode with myself and you. And I know last week we promised. I'm sorry, I couldn't keep my promise. Because, of course, this is James week. So, you know, Friday we're going to be talking, you know, the gift, myself and James. And I promised we're going to get James on the music box. And I couldn't hold myself to that. Because in fucking stead, we're getting not only James of the Draft Pod, we're also getting Vivian Urbina of Vivian's Astrology Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. This is the first time we've had two people on here. It's two separate guests. So you guys are, we're doing this together. It's the first time for all of us.
Hey, thank you. We're breaking down walls.
Breaking down walls, yeah. Breaking down barriers.
That's right.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, we spent the day, a little bit of, Vivian, myself and Drew, of course, yeah, we recorded a fun astrology episode that maybe later this week or next week, I don't know, I haven't decided, but, you know, we did some astrological readings and then we met up with James.
I'm sad I missed my astrological reading.
We
did say we're going to.
Yeah, oh. So eclipse season is coming up, so we have to wait till after eclipse season.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, when we do eclipse after eclipse season, yeah, we can definitely do all three of us. Hell or yeah. All four of us again. Yeah, this will be the...
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we went to, again, the Horror House, a friend of the show, Vinny Malave. He and his brother
just got done at the Horror House.
The Horror House.
It was really nice.
Yeah. And we went to this place, Bucket of Bloods, which I was telling like the guys, I thought it was just a record store. And, yeah. You know, I blame fucking, I don't care. I hope she's not listening. I blame Michelle. Oh, she told me that she was like, that she went in and they were like racially profiled or something. Those guys seemed really nice. So I'm like, maybe you and your fucking friends are being a little shady.
You are white passing. That might be why.
I mean, she's white passing. So like she's actually white passing. So I don't know why they would have fucking you know. I mean, you look at Drew and they're like, oh, here's this fucking guy with his fucking shifty beard. Because also Drew had a collar and he put his collar up and he's just like shifty eyes looking back and forth.
He had a whole Dracula vibe going.
Yeah, like a sexy redheaded Dracula.
I was wearing a trench coat.
It was very weird, but we went there. I got Dune. Can't wait to fucking. Yeah. God.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing? I'm into Dune too. Doing two podcasts in the same fucking day because, of course, we're doing the second one. But then we went to Pequod's, staple here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Drew, actually, you know, you only got part of it, but it was the whole, bear tour.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, not only did I take Drew to the beef, Mr. Beef, which again, if you didn't know that one of the most successful fucking shows is based on this fucking... Italian beef restaurant, you would have no idea. Like, we went into Pequod's, they at least had a poster up because because there's the episode with that. Nothing to tell you again that, like, this is what one of the most successful shows on TV is based on. Like, they did not care. It's like, and it almost makes me appreciate them even more. Like, these are fucking real Chicago dudes. They don't give a fuck about clout. Like, they're just like, what do you want? Just a beef dipped peppers, and you're just like, I'm sorry, very aggressive.
Stop yelling at me.
And then when we drove around, I was showing Drew a bunch of different. I was like, oh look, I was like, that's where they go and get ice cream in the bear. That's where just different bear related places. Also, Scrump history related places. Right. Also, other movie places.
That's like, where I killed the first person.
Yeah. So I fucking took their soul out of their last breath. And
I still haven't even seen the bear, so I had no idea that was even a thing. That what we were doing.
Picking up for Richard. That'll make sense to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Once you watch it.
All right.
Yeah. We're now recording, of course, this. So normally, of course, we do three songs, but by virtue of it is four people.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I'm looking at it now, and it says that one of the things, of course, too, that it's like I always look at see how long the actual songs are. And, you know, of course, we fill in and we talk and stuff like that. It's actually one of the shorter episodes. If I'm reading this correctly, it's only 36 minutes. But it's fine because, again, it's four people. Yeah. And, yeah, I know.
We'll have some memories to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I maybe...
Talk about, like, looking up a girl's skirt and things like that, you know?
We will. Due to Vivian, we definitely will be talking about...
Yeah, that's a great album. They probably don't get it now, but yeah.
You will.
You will.
Yeah, you will in a bit. But
just like Pequods, you'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Again, excited for this because one, it's also like Drew and I. So the one thing about this podcast in particular is like, I think it's fair to say like this is the favorite one that Drew and I have to record. But by virtue of that, sometimes we're like, let's record 2 months worth ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then it's just like,
I don't know where we're at.
Yeah. Or like to the point where like on the last episode that I did, that was like the first one that we did in a while. And I was like, bang, bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to, I didn't know what show we were doing. Which, yeah. I mean, again, also comes with doing 37 different podcasts across three networks.
Welcome to, like, Biff Radio.
Hey, he listens. He'll pop for that. Yeah. But James, Drew, you know, how are you guys enjoying Chicago now? I mean, again, you guys are, well, you're here for a little
I'm here. Longer. I'm here till Friday. Yeah. 5 days.
No, oh, okay.
I dip out tomorrow, but
yeah,
it was good. It's a fucking much needed break. Like I said, that was the big excitement for this. It's like, you know what? I just need, much like other people we've talked to tonight, had a little bit of a burnout. So, yeah, it's nice to just get away.
And Vivian, this is two podcasts that you're recording in a night. Are you prepared?
Prepared? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really, but yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. Like, I was like, hey, Vivian, do you want to record one podcast? And I was like, also, I'm dragging you out for the rest of the day. And you
I mean, that's fine. That's why I took today off. I was like, well, whatever we do, it's fine.
What if we recorded the one podcast? I was like, all right, you have to go home now. It's like my friend James doesn't like you. You're like, I've never met him.
I told you not to tell her that. God.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, it should be fun as, like, I think, again, the four of us, like, very musically inclined people. Like, I know, you know, like, very, yeah. One of us used to date a musician. Actually,
true that.
Oh, what if I fucking played one of his songs?
Fuck no.
No.
Yeah. I can play Inner Sandman. I can go on to Apple Music. Oh, I can find the song. I can hit play, and I can play that whole thing exactly as it's supposed to be.
I was like, oh, what can you play it on? Like, because that's the one that Drew and I talk about all the time. Where it's like, I wish I could play the piano. Like, I wish I could play the piano for the sole purpose of playing Where's My Mind and the Interstellar themes.
Yeah.
The only two things I would want to play on there. Like, people would be like, oh, do like Moonlight Sonata. I'm like, no. Yeah. I can do Interstellar or Where Is My Mind? And they're like,
and oh, maybe the Halloween theme.
Nope. Again, you're not listening. I only want to do two songs. The fucking
Exorcist, you know. Tubular Bells? You want to do that too?
Well, actually, maybe I would have done that one. All right.
That is a fucking good
one. That is a good one. All right, that one and Halloween. But different musical tastes as well. Again, even like looking at this where it's like...
It's like all over the place, right?
Yeah, you know, and like, so for instance, like one of James, like, I've never heard of him, and that's always one of my favorite things. Was like, I've been listening to the same music since me and Vivian met. Like, we met, and that's just when I stopped listening to music. Essentially, like, I feel so old whenever I watch, like one of my favorite things I used to watch were like the BET ciphers, you know, where people come out and fucking freestyle. Don't know who any of these people are. Like, you might as well, like, you might as well be fucking reading like a phone book, because I'm just like, I don't know any of these people. I have no idea who these people are. And again, I don't know. Like, I sometimes discover people late. Like, it wasn't until last year where I was just like, you guys heard of this J. Cole? Is J. Cole shit? It was like, yeah, because he did that song with Drake. And I was just like, yeah, this J. Cole is pretty good, isn't he? Like,
oh, J. Cole's amazing. Yeah.
I learned today that you're a big Drake fan.
You know, and you know what? It's funny that, like,
he's brought him up like an excessive amount of time.
Fourth time.
Well, it's funny. Look, listen,
they're my best friend Drake. We get it.
It's funny because I used to date this white passing Latina. And we both, like, listen, one of our things was like, we both hated Drake.
And she used to say that I look like Drake.
No, we both hated Drake. And then
out of spite, now you love him.
Then we broke up. we broke up. when did CM Punk leave WWE? So it was like January.
January 14.
And then by like Thanksgiving, like she comes back around because
Scorpio season.
She comes back around and she gets in the car and she's like, I have something to tell you. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, man, she fucked someone else. I know she fucked someone else. I know she fucking, like, I'm just getting so angry. I was like, what? She's like, promise you won't judge me. Again, I'm just like, oh man, it was a threesome. You let two dudes fuck you. And I was like, how bad is it? She's like, no, like seriously, like don't get mad. And I'm like, she let him run a train. What the fuck? And she's like, I kind of listen to Drake a lot now. And I was just like,
and that's where it all started.
No, and like because of that, for a few years, I just refused. The what?
That's where it ended.
Did you? It should have.
If I was smart, I think it was Hotline Bling.
Did you just see his video? Is that why you're like super obsessed with him now?
No.
The leaked video.
Yeah.
Fucking Drake the Snake. No, man. No, I don't. Again, I don't like. It's funny because it's one of those things where it's like I didn't realize how much of a Drake fan I was. Again, because like after Hotline Bling, I started listening to. And then I know Apple Music.
It's funny that that's the song though.
That was what got me.
It's like one of his worst songs, in my opinion.
I used to call you on my shell phone.
Do we both say shell phone?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! This is why I fucking love James. This is why we recorded a podcast about how much we love him. No, I don't. It was literally just I didn't realize how much I listened to him until we started doing this podcast, and I was like I know I listened to a lot of Childish Gambino and 3 6
Mafia.
Do you
know his birthday?
No, I know he's a Scorpio though, because again, he has.
I'm always waiting for him.
He's
to
got
be
an
like,
album
yeah,
called
his,
Scorpio.
Yeah,
he's like November something. Okay.
Yeah, because he's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
But no, again, it wasn't until we started doing this where I was like, wow, it's like I listened to a lot of Drake and no, I don't know. Again, to me, if I was, I would always make the joke about like every week it's 3 6 Mafia and Childish Gambino and Atmosphere, ha ha ha. But no, it was like almost every other week was Drake and Kanye. And I'm like, and I do love Kanye.
I feel like Scrump's world would explode if like 3 6 Mafia and Drake did a collab.
I mean, he sampled them a few times.
Yeah. No. I don't know, I'm not a Drake fan like that.
I'm a big Drake fan, and I'm glad that you are too, because
really?
I've been doing a podcast with a person who absolutely hates Drake for like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years now. How long have we been doing?
I definitely think I might switch up then, because I knew you hate Drake.
Yeah.
I love the
We're
Drake.
We're talking about Drew.
I hate the Drake.
Yeah. I hate the Drake.
And for whatever reason I thought that you didn't like him.
I love the Drake.
Vivian, how do you feel about Drake?
He's got some good songs. I just feel like his relationship with young women is very weird.
Oh God, you have to take it there. Wait, I think I actually just played Drake last week.
I don't know if you know this, but we're in the season to go there, all right?
Any lady would be lucky to have Drake climbing their DMs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently any child.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Oh God, here we go. Fucking, hey, who are we fucking, what is, soy boy beta cucks over here, huh?
You know, a DM isn't, you can't convict.
Okay,
you can't
well, okay
convict,
let's go down this road, James.
You can't convict a DM. You
Listen,
know?
Drake's got a big cock. Let's just throw that out there. All right? But yeah, no, I guess I don't know. I didn't realize how big of a Drake fan I was until we started doing this podcast, and I was like,
I thought, because you just said big cock, I thought you were about to say, I had no idea what of a big penis he had.
Ah, even bigger now. Like, hell yeah. Fucking shout out to that dude. I guess fucking, you know, he's packing.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's big as fucking.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't think that was like CGI or some shit?
No, I mean, you know, like.
Let's just say Drake can do the helicopter without any issue at all. All right.
Yeah.
And maybe even fly away.
Possibly, yeah. But do you guys fucking remember what the fuck you were doing? Actually, none of you. I don't think any of us were born, or maybe. Do you guys remember what you were doing in 1988?
Yeah, I was born.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, definitely.
4 years before I was born.
That's what 5 years
six.
Before I was born. You're six. Do you remember fucking how was being six? Tell us some memories of being
how
6 years old.
How was being six?
I mean, that's typically when you like. I think my sort of like first memories are around that age.
It's like kindergarten.
I guess it is. Yeah. I'll tell you. In kindergarten, I remember. I don't know. This is like the one memory that pops into my head. Kindergarten, but I remember. Standing in line for the water fountain and the kid in front of me turning around and kicking me in the nuts. And then I started crying and we both got sent to the principal's office. And I told the principal, he kicked me in the nuts when we were waiting for the water fountain. And then the principal said, please go into the lobby. And I sat in the lobby while I listened to him the last year that public schools did this. And I listened to the principal paddle the kid who kicked me in the nuts from the lobby of my elementary school.
Damn.
Yeah. That was the last year they did it.
But also, you grew up in Florida, right?
It made me feel justified. I felt really... I was like, fuck that kid. He kicked me in the nuts.
But for context, you also grew up in Florida, right?
Yes, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
And it was the last year...
Catholic school?
No, it was regular public school. And he, like, the principal had the paddle, like, literally mounted on the wall like a fucking shotgun. Like, just... it was crazy. Like, thinking about
it... was, like, discolored and shit.
Thinking about it now, it's absolutely fucking nuts. But... I do know for sure that that was the last year that Florida public schools were allowed to paddle kids. And that kid shouldn't have kicked me. That was a fucking bad choice, my friend. Last year, fucking do it.
I don't remember, I feel like when we started school, it was well past that. But I definitely remember that stuff of like the teachers who were older that had their fucking paddles still, like just like, yeah, like you said, like a fucking trophy, just like, yep. Dude, yeah. I remember back in the good days.
Well, I went to school with Vivian. I remember she got into a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a fucking... She's a badass. And, you know, funny enough, I brought this...
Did you win?
Yeah.
Yeah. She fucking... She won. She won, and the other girl lost so many times over, specifically because of fucking who she went to getting pregnant by. Yeah. In life, very much. And
oh, okay.
I'll tell you off air. I heard some stuff about her. Yeah, that was... But what's funny is... there was we keep mentioning her. There's a white passing Latina who didn't like Vivian because...
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, because you beat up her friend. And I was just like, well, listen, I was like, if it's going to be a deal breaker, she's like one of my best friends, so you better get over it. And so, you know, I mean, she got over it. But it was one of those things where she was like, isn't that the girl who beat up this other person? And I was like, yes, it definitely is. And like... That, you know, that's between them. I don't give a fuck. And I don't know.
And that was elementary school?
No. High school.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Shut it up.
Holding a grudge from when you were 7 years old.
No, I think we were like, what, freshmen or sophomores? Freshmen. Yeah. Vivian was badass, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody fucked with me after that. Freshman year. It's like when you go to prison, you got to lay down. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, no, definitely very much. Well, listen, at... Like in 6 years old, if you're listening onto the radio, you probably would have heard. What you probably would have heard on the radio though, was old Rick Astley.
Oh,
oh God.
I love this fucking song.
I really do too.
Listen, that opening, that riff. Yeah, everything about it.
Like I've never been upset because of a Rickroll because I love this fucking song.
Oh, 100%.
This song was playing on the intercom while the kid was getting paddled in the
You're like, wow, you're like, I hope several years from now I'm in a podcast and like the school of fucking
Did you fucking choose this song?
So again, part of what we do. This is 28 episodes in. This is the first time Vivian's listened to it because she's also participated in it. But yeah, no, like I told you, what we do is, of course, everyone. This is also your first time listening. We pick the year, and then like this week in 1988, whatever. This is what would have been the number one song. We're also gonna play the number two song.
Yeah. And then we play songs that have nothing to do with this year.
Yeah. And then
or could.
Then Fridays on the Patreon, I have another show, Vivian, where I release a movie review. And this week, it's actually James. We're going to talk The Gift, starring Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh, starring Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah, just Giovanni Ribisi. I think other people are in it. I don't know.
Yeah, hell yeah. Giovanni Ribisi puts a performance
Katie Holmes
in.
Is definitely in it.
I couldn't even tell. I was too busy focusing on Giovanni Ribisi.
Ooh, which opposite for
that,
me.
Which you made that Friends reference earlier.
Yeah.
Again, I like much like you, I've never been disappointed in hearing the song. Like, you know, it's...
That's like Rickroll was, for me, I was like, yeah, Rickroll me, please. Send as many fucking memes that have this song in it as possible.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I wonder how sick he is of it. I always wonder that, because like, there's no other Rick Astley song.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, again, this song's also probably made him rich. Yeah. Because again, because it had a second life. Like, it very much, you know, fucking, what, you know, in 88, obviously, okay, it peaks number one, and then it's probably, well, around 2004, 2005-ish, that it gets a second life, and to this day, it's a fucking, it's in the dictionary, you know, yeah. Like, Rick rolling someone, or something being, like,
yeah,
become a verb. I think that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. You know, I, as an adult man, I play Fortnite a lot. And when I get a win in Fortnite, I have, this is one of the only emotes I ever bought in the game. And it's because I love to Rickroll people after I get the win. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody just turn this show off. They're like, fucking this dude plays Fortnite. Like, we're out of here.
I've never played Fortnite. So nope. I can't judge. No. During the pandemic, I played God of War 4.
Ooh, awesome.
And honestly, it was so good that, like, it made me want to play video games again. But it was also so good that I was like, I don't think I need to play any more video games. Like, I beat it and then immediately downloaded The Leftovers, Spider-Man, and I forgot what other game. Never touched. I played a little bit and just didn't touch them.
The Leftovers?
No, not The Leftovers. Last of Us.
You're talking about the show?
Oh, Last of Us.
Last of Us.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I think you mean a different HBO show.
No. No, and then again, I started playing the fifth one.
So if there's a Leftovers game, I need to know about it.
It's just fucking, trying to kill him. It's like you're going into the fucking, this is very specific right now, right? Anyone who's watched The Leftovers. But hey, speaking of watching things, though.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what movie would have been popular around this time?
Was it Back to the Future?
Nope.
Batman.
Nope.
That was 89.
I'll give you a hint. I call you this person every now and then. I call you Lil something something. A celebrity. That's very vague.
I mean, so, you call me a lot of Lil.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, nobody puts Baby in a corner.
Oh, that was the
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, that was the impetus of this because I was dancing and the old lady came up to me and said, "I gotta say hi to little Patrick Swayze over here."
Again, the number two song at the time would have been "She's Like the Wind" by fucking.
Great song.
Oh yeah, and 500 Days of Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shapur went out for Patrick Swayze.
Hell yeah.
He's the one where he's breaking the dish, right?
Yeah, he also plays the pedophile in Donnie Darko.
Yeah, he does. Swayze?
The what?
Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
Yeah, Donnie burns his house down because he's a pedophile.
R.I.P., man.
But then what's fucked up is he gets away at the end.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this Jake Gyllenhaal remake of Roadhouse that we got going?
I love Jake Gyllenhaal. I'll watch anything he's in. I've never watched the original Roadhouse.
Didn't they recently say that he's like very crazy on set?
Oh yeah, I would.
Gyllenhaal is?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
So speaking of him, yeah. My understanding is there was some movie that he like signed up for, didn't want to do, but like legally had to. So it's just like
he just made everybody's life a living hell.
Yeah, and it like came out where he's like he's kind of a dick, and it's like nobody puts Jake Gyllenhaal in the corner. I mean, listen, Jake Gyllenhaal can do no wrong.
I'm a big Gyllenhaal. I like both Gyllenhaals.
See,
I'll deck the Gyllenhaals.
Oh boy,
you know.
But I've said it.
Gyllenhaal, Mike, Maggie.
Mike, yeah.
I've said
Michael Gyllenhaal and Maggie as well. I like them both.
I've said it before. One of my favorite movies ever is The Dark Knight. The only unbelievable thing about that movie, the only thing. Is that Aaron Eckhart and Christian Bale would be fighting over Maggie Gyllenhaal. I'm sorry.
I saw her one time in New York. She was like sitting on a bench eating ice cream with, I want to say her daughter. And I was like, oh, that's so-and-so.
You're like, hey, I can't believe that Aaron Eckhart and Christian Bale would fight over you. If it was Katie Holmes, I'd get it because I've seen The Gift. But, you know, starring Giovanni Ribisi. But like, and she's not an ugly woman. But you don't risk giving up Batman for fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like Maggie Gyllenhaal
enough to stop being Batman.
What was that movie that she was in where she was like pregnant and she was like a waitress in a diner? It's a good movie, and I can't think of the.
She's good in. Is it Stranger Than Fiction? The one with Will Ferrell?
Yeah, yeah.
She's really good in that one.
Yeah.
She's also married to one of the Skarsgård brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of tells you everything. If a Skarsgård wants her, then fucking Batman.
Yeah, but it's not like
Two-Face definitely.
It's not like one of the good looking Skarsgård brothers. It's like the it's the one who plays like the creep and everything.
Maybe Bill Skarsgård
personality.
I'm sure she does. Like, again, I'm not saying that she's like ugly. I'm not saying that, you know, she's like, is there anything bad? I'm just saying, like,
this,
you don't give up being Batman.
I feel like she needs the like, you remember in The Office when they try to figure out if what's her face from Boys Don't Cry,
Who was also in fucking The Gift.
In The Gift. Yeah. What's her name?
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank. Remember when they're trying to determine
if she was hot or not?
Is Hilary Swank hot or not? And they had the whole debate. And I think we need to do this with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
We can do it now.
Yeah.
Not.
I don't know, man. I've seen the movie Secretary, and that one's.
Oh.
That was like a. That was like a porn movie for people who didn't have porn.
Well, I have porn, and I get to like.
Yeah. And I ain't searching Maggie.
Oddly enough, with James Spader. In that movie.
Yeah.
Ultron. Ultron's pretty hot.
I'm going to say she's hot.
Vivian?
Hold on.
Vivian's looking her up. She needs a refresher.
She's like looking.
I'm going to say not just based off this first picture.
Oh.
So it's a tie.
Two knots.
These like recent pictures.
I think that's just a.
Just say not.
That's a bad image, you know? Like, you know, can't shoot from the bottom.
Got a good
up.
Pair of stems.
You
got
to
shoot. You
know? You got to take the picture from top down. You know what I mean? That's the way. Nobody looks good from bottom up. You know what I mean?
All right. So with my first pick here, I'm going a little international because again, I've mentioned how much of a fan I am of Southern rap. So like anytime something sounds like fucking like some Memphis fucking rap, I'm all about it. And I also love discovering like international music. Like I'm a big fan of cumbia music, and I found out apparently it's huge in Japan. Like a huge in Japan.
He's gonna fucking play his Bahaman and shit.
No, but
ooh, let the dogs out.
No, but then so and again, like I recently found this one song via TikTok. The TikTok is where I find all my dates and all my music, honestly. But I found this one song, and this sounds like it's some fucking like it sounds like it's from Osaka, Tennessee. You know, like fucking Memphis, Japan, because it's just awesome. The song is called. Team Tomodachi by Yuki Chiba, and it goes pretty hard. I think you guys will like it.
Hell yeah.
It's fucking.
So this is not only just like cumbia music is like
no, this is like some fucking
it's actually Japanese people doing cumbia music.
Yeah.
Recently have heard this on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I've seen the way that the translation of the words are team friend group or something like that. They're trying to be a gang in the video. Like clearly they're like bouncing around and slapping each other like they're gang members, but it's like team friend.
All they say in the song is team Tomodachi.
Yeah, and it means like team friend group or something like that. That's the translation. It's so funny to me,
dude. But like
it's not, but the beat goes hard. The beat goes hard,
man. Like literally the first time I heard this I was like, oh yeah, like they just sampled like 3-6 Mafia or something, and no, like,
no, yeah, this is OG. Yeah.
And he was like, like he's just spelling.
This is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I fuck with this.
You could definitely bounce to this shit. You go. Yeah.
It's no Drake, but it's good.
I mean,
yeah, it's no Drake, so it's good.
You should just pick fucking all Drake.
Drake should have totally, like, he could totally guest on this, feature on this, well, like, and fucking blow the doors off.
Listen, if this was 2009, Lil Wayne would have already found this, rapped over it.
Yeah.
And it would have been the biggest fucking thing on Dat Piff.
Yeah, right.
And LimeWire.
Hell yeah.
Like, and again, they're just spelling. Like, it reminds me of fucking, like, Lil Boosie. All I ever wanted him to do was spell words when he rapped. Like, fucking, that's how I learned how to spell independent. Like, but yeah, with this, I'm telling you. And yeah, like all the videos.
That's how
just
you learn how to spell independent also? Or that's all you want to hear from him?
No, that's how I learned how to spell it.
Yeah, sorry we didn't.
Yeah, we went to Chicago Public High School.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry the school didn't fucking Bradner taught you how to spell, Drew. But yeah. Team Tomodachi.
I love it, dude. I'm Team Tamagotchi too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing too is like in all the videos, like the guys can dance.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
They the whole video for this song is like any American rap video where they have where they're just like on the street with all their boys, like just bouncing. That's what they do with this.
I almost picture like people riding bikes to the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a group of people just riding bicycles. Yeah. Like some BMX bikes.
No.
Yeah. Team friend group.
Yeah, team friend group. Ah, we should. I'm gonna fucking. I was like, fucking make another group chat. Just fucking
team no friend
more,
group.
Yeah, no more fucking Golden Eagles. It's Team Tomodachi. Drew for his first song. Of course, is also we're only again each doing two songs. Mm-hmm. But Drew for his first song went with "Uprising" by Muse.
Yeah.
Oh, Muse.
Yeah.
This is a Jim Allen influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this was Muse was really big in, like, they were, a lot of people were kind of copping their style for all, like, in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
Like, or mid 2000s. And this one is just fucking, it goes for sure.
Yeah. Not Yuki Chiba. He's Team Tomodachi. Yeah. Definitely heard of this before.
Yeah, it was. I mean, this because they had other albums, but like this one when it came out, like this was their big commercial success, and they like it. This one, they just sold it immediately. It was like, yeah, fuck it, let's make some money.
Yeah, no, I fuck with it. Vivian, how do you feel about this one?
I've actually never heard this song before.
I feel like you definitely have, but it's just like because probably just like. In passing,
like I said, it was in. I think it was in commercials and like a lot of like buffers as far as like coming in and out of like you know different TV shows and things like that.
This song is like 2005, 2006, right? Somewhere around there.
Like,
is that when it came out?
The date?
Do you know when this thing came
probably
out?
Probably like 8, I think.
2009.
Nine.
Damn.
I would have been too busy listening to Paramore.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, this, again, this was the thing when we were
in the same circle, though.
It's when we were in high school. This would have been like, you know.
This song sounds like it would be really good on like a Halloween party playlist.
I almost thought that's what it was.
Yeah, it's got that little, it's kind of got like an alien, like UFO.
Throw it on that playlist.
Yeah, like a little UFO kind of thing in the background. Yeah.
We should do a draft of Halloween songs.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Coming October 2024. Halloween
party. We did one, guys. So you can go back and listen.
I think we did it already. Yeah, I was going to say.
I did it with you guys. That's why that was a joke.
Yeah, I got you. We can't, dude, we've done so many, we have no idea what we've done anymore.
It's so funny, like, there would be time, like, hey, we should do this, like, we did it.
Well, that's why, like, earlier Vivian asked if there was, like, a movie that I'd done, and, like, I have a list. I literally have a list of all the movies, but I'm just like... I sometimes have to double check because.
No, I asked you if you've done Superbad.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's why. I was like, no, but I think I have it. Like I'm a psychopath, and when I can't sleep, I usually make a big fucking schedule of things that I want to do. But it also sometimes just changes. Like when. Like me and James are going to do Clock Stoppers at some point.
Hell yeah.
You know, but it's like sometimes someone just mentions something, and I'm like, oh. Like when Drew was like, we should do the Planet of the Apes movies. And I was like, yes, we should. Like, let's do that fucking trilogy.
I want to do all of them. He's like, fuck that. I don't watch movies before 2000.
You should do just the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes, and that's it. None of the others.
I was telling Drew, I was like, I watched it because they put it on Hulu, and I was like, after we recorded the podcast, I'm like, it wasn't the worst. Like, I can definitely see what they wanted to do with it and where they were going with it. But then when you read about like how like they gave Tim Burton almost no time.
Yeah.
Like they were literally just like, yeah, sorry, we said we're releasing it this time and it's coming, and like there was so much just studio interference that like
when that came out, truthfully, I was kinda into it.
Again, and
I haven't seen it since then, but I know when I was a kid I was into it.
Well, again, in like watching it, because I'd watched it too before and was kind of just like, oh, okay, I guess this is Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Not bad. Like, there's stuff there where they could have done some cool shit, but then, again, just you read about the studio interference and you're like,
yeah
it makes sense why fucking...
And I feel like for me, this, I think that might have been the start of my, like, I don't do remakes.
Yeah.
Like, because... I did. I love the first like six movies, and then that came out, and I was like, ugh.
Well, they should, again, I think we've all talked about, like, they should only remake movies that bombed.
Yeah.
Like, remake fucking The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Like, if...
Do it the right way now.
Do it, do it the right way.
Learn from your mistakes.
Don't, don't make, like, don't make the next guy retire from acting, you know?
Yeah. Why are you remaking Roadhouse when it was already perfect when Patrick Swayze did it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't... Yeah. You know, like, that's why I appreciate someone like a fucking Robert Zemeckis that's like, you will have to pry Back to the Future from my fucking cold, dead hands. You fucking snakes will never get to remake it or do anything, you know?
Yeah,
because, like, some movies you just don't fucking redo, you know?
He bought the rights to it?
Well, he, like, I think he and, what's his face? The little boy that made, Steven Spielberg.
Oh. The little boy?
Yeah, the little boy that made fucking, E.T., Jurassic Park.
I know that guy.
Yeah. He's made a movie or two.
Yeah.
You know what movie, though, they shouldn't remake because it's a fucking, also a fucking banger, a certified classic, is Disney's Tarzan.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which goes to Vivian's first pick in, you know that song by Phil Collins, You'll Be In My Heart, on the Tarzan soundtrack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one we're going with.
Hell yeah.
That whole soundtrack is so good.
Oh, it's legit. And I'm a big Phil Collins fan. Any dude who can sing and play the drums at the same time, number one with
me. You know that song by Phil Collins? Oh. his daughter's an actress, Lily Collins.
Oh.
Who is that?
You can probably look it up and see what she's been in, but I know she's an actor. There was like a Nepo baby thing that I was like,
oh shit, this is, is this her dad?
If it's an actress by the name of Lily Collins, yes.
Oh no, I know who this is. She's Emily in Paris girl. She's an Emily in Paris, and then she's in Love, Rosie.
And she's also Phil Collins' daughter. She was in Phil Collins as well.
Can she sing and play the drums at the same time too?
Is she musical at all?
No. She's a good actress though.
She's a loser. What? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, your dad's better, Lily. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Phil Collins was fucking hard, dude. Like, I'm thinking, like, one of the moments in cinema that makes me cry more than ever is in the first Toy Story, when, again, Buzz is going through that existential crisis because he doesn't believe that he's a toy, and he's in Sid's house, and he jumps off, and they just start, and he's, like, starts to fall, and as he's falling, they just start playing Phil Collins, and he's, like, on the floor missing an arm, and fucking, like, there's, like, that overhead shot, and it's just, like, going, or, like, it's such a, like, it used to make me cry as a kid.
Yeah.
It makes me fucking cry as an adult, man.
Yeah. Yeah, when that song, I Can't Dance, that's as he's falling, it definitely, like, it gets me every time.
Won't you hold my hat?
Yeah, so, she was actually also, Emily in Paris, Windfall, Curb Your Enthusiasm as Lily Collins, so I don't know.
Oh, maybe the new season.
Calls, Mank, Inheritance, Tolkien, this is Extremely Wicked, shockingly, I don't know what that is. Les Mis.
Extremely, isn't that the Ted Bundy movie?
Okja, The Last Tycoon, The Dig.
Man, she's had a career.
To the Bone, already. Rules Don't Apply. Well, she's a Nepo
baby, of course. How old is she?
She's so old.
She was born 89.
30.
What's her sign?
I don't know.
March 18th, 1989.
Aries?
What is... Can
Oh, funny enough.
Oh, no, she's a Pisces.
Oh.
She was in this movie. She played a baby ape. It was her first role.
Oh, really?
So she actually was in Tarzan.
What is the definition of Nepo baby? What does that mean?
It's like a nepotism.
Oh, job. Nepotism. Yeah. That's short for nepotism. Man, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, she's a Nepo baby. Which, again, listen, I don't think there's anything wrong. As long as you're good. Like, I don't care if you're fucking a Nepo. Like, you have, like, there's Colin Hanks and there's Chet Hanks. You know?
Yeah.
Give me all the Colin Hanks you want. Keep fucking Chet Hanks, like, locked away in a fucking cage.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, I have a... I have a completely different Phil Collins experience from most people. James knows my Phil Collins experience.
Oh, is it because
Summer Smash Baseball Bash?
Summer Smash Baseball, but Summer Smash Baseball Bash.
What is this?
So, a friend of mine, when she was in college.
She has sex with Phil Collins.
No.
Oh, that's what Summer Smash was. Let's
just say Phil will be in her heart, you know?
she played volleyball, and like there were these guys there that were slow, and they were always hanging out like around the volleyball. Like they were just like always there or whatever. And one day they had these videotapes, and they were like handing them out to them. And she brought it home, and I was like, Jamie, what's this? And she's like, it's these guys that go to our volleyball practices and stuff. It's their karaoke thing they did in their basement. And I was like, we're watching this right now. And every third song was a Phil Collins song. These dudes loved fucking Phil Collins.
Huge Phil Collins.
And it was all like, because it was summer, like Summer Smash, like they did all these baseball related songs. But then like every third one was a fucking another Phil Collins song. And they had props. They dressed up. They were pretending to play piano at some point.
It was amazing.
These sound like the coolest fucking dude.
Yeah, they were badasses.
And shout out Jonathan Stutzman and Paul. Fuck, I wish I could remember Paul. And then John Stutzman's little brother, too. Steve Stutzman?
Dude, I'm telling you, when Phil Collins is like, I can feel it coming. And then right when those drums hit, dude, these guys, they were like, boo, 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 boo.
It was fucking amazing.
They were so good. They were awesome.
But what's even better and even more awesome is James's first pick. As we and him get literally just talked about this.
Yeah.
Drake?
Yeah, it's like Hotline Bling by Drake. It is fucking a classic. You know, again, when we would have been in high school, this would have been
an emo banger.
An emo banger, yeah, of course. And we're talking about Face Down by the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Hell yeah.
I want to preface this with I just recently saw these guys in concert, and I don't know if this means that the venue is doing good or that Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is doing really bad, but they were in a tiny venue in Bradenton, Florida. And every time they started a song, I would start to sing Face Down, and it wasn't that song.
Gun to my head, I could not tell you another song of theirs.
They did, you know, they blew it out of the park on this one. They blew it out of the park? They knocked it out of the park.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at their discography, the last time they put out an album was 2018.
Yeah.
They've not put out much music.
What kind of apparatus do you think it is?
A red jumpsuit one.
I just wonder, like, where on the jumpsuit the apparatus is positioned and what it actually does.
I mean, it's just funny is they have several music videos too. So they obviously had like some commercial,
like more than one single.
Pen and Paper, You Better Pray, Your Guardian Angel.
I feel like I've listened to Your Guardian Angel.
I mean, I will say that there were fans there and there were people singing every song. I just wasn't one of them. Yeah. No, and no offense to them.
Yeah. I mean, I think like, well,
did you just go for that one song?
Well, I just, truthfully, I just didn't know. I didn't know if I knew anything else, but I was like, you know, I was like a $25 ticket.
Yeah.
They're coming to my hometown. Let's check it out, you know?
You're very brave, because there are shows for bands that I love where I'm just like, Atmosphere is coming here in May, and the last Atmosphere show that I went to, it was as if I fucking put the playlist together. It was like all their, like everything. They played everything that I wanted to listen to, almost in the order that I wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
And it's almost just like, there's no way they can top it.
Yeah.
Like there's just no way. So it's like, do we even want to go? I mean, I will, but it's one of those like, you know, it's like, like they already put on the best fucking performance as far as that best concert experience I will ever experience.
Yeah, yeah.
What is left, you know?
After
you fucking do a swanton fucking bomb off a fucking ladder onto a fucking plate of glass, what is there left to do?
Dude, I went to the Up and Smoke tour in 2001, and I still keep going to concerts now, but that, goddamn.
Yeah, I went to a pretty good System of a Down concert once, too. They played everything. They just kept going. They went on for like 2 hours. I was like, I love them so much.
In this same vein, though, I remember I saw Moore's Day and the Time one time, and I was just like, yeah, I just want to hear My Jungle Love. That's all I want to hear. Like they were fucking good, and they fucking jammed out, and I was just like, yeah, but OEO, you know?
You know, I will say, you said that you like Paramore.
Mm-hmm.
At this concert, I heard a band that opened for them called Stoned Mary, and I was pretty into them, looked them up afterwards, and they had kind of a Paramore vibe, so...
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned I really love fucking Memphis rap and 3-6 Mafia and stuff.
Yeah, you did.
I don't ever talked about it before on here.
Yeah.
Just kidding. So much so that I made a pros and cons list for a woman I dated. And and of the two cons, one of them was she doesn't like 3-6 Mafia. But this next song, of course, I mentioned offhand, or no, earlier where I was like, yeah, I was like, I discovered this fucking J. Cole, and one of J. Cole's fucking, one of the songs of his that I love the most, you know, No Role Models.
I can't believe you just discovered J. Cole.
I knew who
he was. I went to like a concert of his in 2013.
I knew who he was. I just never listened. But the song No Role Models, you know, he tells you, don't save her. She doesn't want to be saved. Tells you 19 times. You think I would listen, but I still don't. And, you know, recently... Like I told you, if you listen to the astrology episode, like I told you, it's one of those things where it's just like, hey, I'm off the market. Which is why this song has sort of now become my fucking anthem, especially after someone was like, I can save you. I was like, no. No, you can't. Much like Sexy Red fucking tells you on this song. You know? Which, I don't really fuck with Sexy Red, but listen, you sampled 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat in this instance, odds are I'm gonna fuck with the song. So yeah, so when you're messaging me saying, I saw your TikTok and I think that I can save you, don't. I'm not trying to be saved.
I want to circle back to the con on this. Did she actively not like?
Yes.
Or just like, I don't,
her exact,
I'm not really...
Her exact words one time were like, the people that fucking sing Slob on My Knob, I was like, Academy Award winning. The only Academy Award winning rap group. Yeah, them.
Okay.
They've also got plenty of other fucking songs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
how could you not like Slob on My Knob?
How could you not like fucking Communicating? Like, there's a lot of things about her I don't know. But, so one of my favorite things about, I recently read the 3-6.
She apparently only had two cons, so.
Yeah. Two fucking times.
Juicy J is a national treasure.
You should go back.
So, dude, what's up?
I said you should go back.
Well, listen, unless by the time this comes up, then, you know, sorry, babe, but, you know, you did fucking ask for it.
Dude, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, she's listening back. She has a lot to catch up on. And forget what I said about, like, Michelle and them. Like, I wasn't with anyone. I was just you.
Or the times you actively said you don't like her.
Babe, I was just mad. No, so it's funny with this song. So you mentioned Juicy J. I was just reading his autobiography. Mm. Very fucking good. Chronicles of the Juice Man. I talked about it for like a month straight.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I read the book.
The one thing that came out of that book was how much of a badass motherfucker Project Pat really is. Because of the amount of times that someone wronged Juicy J, who's his younger brother.
Yeah.
The amount of times Juicy J had to stop Project Pat from killing people, including Bone Thugs and Harmony, including fucking people in the group. Like, Project Pat is a fucking, he's about it.
Really?
He's a real ass motherfucker.
Holy shit.
That's how you stand up for your brother. You just don't say, no, you can't do this.
That's how you stand up for your brother. Yeah, you don't cower in a corner screaming at someone, allegedly. But, no, and specifically this. So it samples, you know, don't save her, you don't want to be saved.
Yeah.
If you go on youtube.com and you look up the song Don't Save Her, there's a music video for it. But what I learned from Juicy J's book is at the time Project Pat had gone to jail for doing some gangster shit. I forget exactly what it was, and this was before social media. And so the like the studio's like, this is his follow-up album. It's gonna be fucking huge. Like, we don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
So let's just not tell anyone. And so they go so far as to, they hire a Project Pat lookalike, and they put him in the music video for this. If you watch the music video, you see a silhouette of who you think is Project Pat. And
it's
in the,
not really him.
It's not him.
Oh, my God.
And in the song, Juicy J, DJ Paul, and Crunchy Black all have additional verses. I think maybe even LaChat. Because Project Pat, like, yeah, the whole song is Project Pat, and he's locked up. Again, put on the music video right now. He's not in it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and again, this was before the age of social media. Yeah, so
see, social media ruined everything. We had the wool comfortably pulled over our eyes all these years.
Yeah, and again, like, Project Pat almost fucking killed the fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, I'm telling you, the amount of times that there's like a chapter, you know, almost every other chapter is like, you know, and then he tried to fucking kill this person.
I would have been upset if Project Pat killed Bone Thugs.
They shouldn't have fucking been talking shit, right? You know, but hey, again, enough of with the fucking killing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Drew, I took you on the show. Listen, I took Drew on the fucking the bear tour today.
Yeah, absolutely.
We went to the fucking beef. We went to Pequod's. We drove by Margie's. We did a lot of things. And again, the one thing that in all seriousness is that, you know, make every second counts.
That's right.
You know? And James, one day that'll make sense to you.
Yeah.
Much like one day you'll listen to this song and it'll mean something completely different to you than it might now. The song, of course, is Love Story by Taylor Swift.
And you even yelled fuck you to a car that was coming over in the lane. So, like,
you know,
it was the perfect bear day.
Yeah.
Chose this.
I did.
Oh, you're a Taylor Swift fan?
No, this is fucking
from the bear.
From the bear, from Reggie's episode.
But aren't we all Swifties inside?
When he's in the car singing, yes.
Oh, I went to Denmark because I love the bear so much, but I don't recognize the one episode with the one Taylor Swift song. We were just.
Sorry, I'm not a fucking Swiftie.
Listen, we were actually just talking about this this weekend at work, and like this song came up, and like. Like somebody's like, damn, Drew, I didn't know you were a Swiftie. And I was like, we're all a little Swiftie inside.
Listen, like you need to start watching the mirror. But there's one episode where, again, this song factors into it. It is such a, it is the two of the most emotional fucking episodes are like literally back to back.
Yeah.
But one of them includes this song. And it's just like, by the time it starts to play, you're gonna have a fucking tear in your eye, dude.
Hell yeah,
I know you well enough that you will fucking cry.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Listen, I am somewhat...
I definitely recommend it after the year you've had.
Like, oh, yeah. 100%. Like,
all right.
It is a great coping show.
All right.
The only thing is that if you're binging it, you have to stop and at least take a day to watch Seven Fishes.
Yeah.
Fucking...
I would even say the penultimate episode of the first season, too.
What's funny, because one of the last things I did was we binged The Bear together, and it was those two episodes specifically back to back, and then it was just like, man, these are two very heavy fucking episodes to watch back to back, to the point where afterwards we're like,
yeah, because this follows Seven Fishes, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I have the plaque. I don't know if I showed you the Every Second Counts.
No.
I know, I just got it. But I was like, I don't know if I had told you, but yeah, pick up for Richard. I wear suits now. Yeah, this guy knows what I'm fucking talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah, only Taylor Swift song that I like I have this.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I go fucking driving at night crying listening to this. I'm like, I wear suits now.
I'm somewhat of a Swiftie, but I'm only because of her and Travis Kelce's beautiful relationship that I love so much.
See, I feel like you guys are both, like, I think, going through Modern Family right now.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Or you just had it on?
I mean, there was, like, a Modern Family marathon, and I could have put that or The Office on, and I thought, well, I've seen The Office, like, 7,000 times, so
but
maybe
I'll
watch this.
I feel like that the way I feel about Modern Family, where it's like, I don't go and watch it, but
when I
hear it, I'm like...
It's funny.
Or when I see it, I'm like, that's good. But I've never, like, went back and, like, done it. And the same thing with Taylor Swift. Like, every time I hear it, I'm like, yeah, it's good. But
I'm gonna make it all about Drake again. And they like they recently is like someone put out that it's like, oh, she's now like the highest streamed artist, and people were like, yeah, imagine if Drake re-released and re-recorded all of his fucking songs. So I guess she like did that. She like re-released and re-recorded all her songs, so they count as new songs. And it's like the most cheater fucking method of like.
But I think that's because her manager before fucked her over for something.
Yeah. Yeah, or the label, something about she didn't own her own music or something, so she made Taylor's version.
Listen, it's very much like, hey, over summer break you need to read fucking 10 books, and you're just like, oh, I read these 10 books, and they were like those fucking thin little like fucking. You know, those like
golden books.
Yeah, where it's just like, fuck you, dude. I read all 6 Harry Potter or all 7
how
Harry
he's
Potter
like
books.
Defending Drake.
I will. All right, hey. Fucking Drizzy Drake. Fucking, you know, the Six God. Fucking
six. I still can't remember the word, and I talked about it like recently.
Dude.
Like the fact that she like actually affected America's economy. So like, yeah, like she's a big fucking deal,
dude. Fucking one of my exes, she had a fucking Drake tattoo, or the owl.
Ooh, 666. Yeah,
just had a weekend tattoo. Wow,
I have an owl tattoo. Big fucking deal. Don't see me over here.
October's very own.
Listen, baby,
my new best friend.
Listen, babe.
Drake was actually born in October, late October. He's an October Scorpio.
Oh,
because he's October's very own.
Oh my God, are we gonna start checking our Drake facts?
Yeah, he's. I think he's October.
Because you said November, right?
Well, he always says October's.
I said Scorpio. I didn't say. I think I'm. Maybe it's in November.
Damn, look, October 24th.
Hell yeah, October's very own.
That's
just weird, like just into it.
That's such a weird fact.
Dude, fuck this guy. You're fucking scrumping James's fucking music. Also, babe, I was just kidding. There's no other girls. You're the only one. Yeah, speaking of owls, though, we're talking about owls. You know, superb owls, even, and talking about the fucking Super Bowl. We're going to go to another bird. Of course, we're talking about the Eagles with One of These Nights, which is Vivian's next pick. Yeah, Vivian's a very old soul. She likes a lot.
I do like old music.
Yeah.
Last week, well, usually every Monday, I pick a different album to, like, listen through, and it's always, like, older albums. This week, it was Lee Fields, which this shit's, like, old. But last week was Bobby Caldwell, some album from like 1977.
Bobby Caldwell, white. I thought he was black.
A lot of people thought he was black. Yeah.
I was listening to a lot of Willie Hutch. He's black.
Yeah.
I used to. Oh.
No, I'm like he did the original international player, like the he's.
No, that's that's someone else. It's It's not good. Willie Hutch did Tell Me Why Has Our Love Turned Cold, which is the song that samples, or the song that they sample for Stay Fly.
Okay.
Or actually, he might have, I think he might have also done International Players Anthem.
I worked at Hollywood Video when I was young, and there was a woman that worked in there. I can't think of her name right now, but she was a huge Eagles fan. And every night. Beth. No.
They're actually touring.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They're still alive?
Carol.
No. But anyways, at the end of the night, we would close up or whatever, and we'd have to like take all the videos that were in the box and put them back on the shelf or whatever, and she would always crank Eagles' Greatest Hits. And I loved
crank
it.
You
I fucking loved it. Yeah, Eagles.
Yeah, they're touring, and I wanted to look up like their YouTube stuff to see like people who have gone to their concert recently, because there's something about like older bands that when they tour again, they just sound terrible. Like, I wanted to see REO Speedwagon, but I've seen them on YouTube in concert, and it's fucking bad.
Oh, really?
It's really, really bad.
I don't think I've seen anyone in concert that, like, is... You know, it's funny, actually, because I was just mentioning Project Pat. Elisa went to... My cousin, she went to go see Project Pat, and she was like...
It was
she was like, well, because a lot of his songs are with, like, other people in 3-6 Mafia. Like, he has a lot of his own singles, but it was kind of just like, well... He ran through those.
Yeah.
And then it's like everything else, like,
yeah,
you know, it's just like, oh, they'll play, you know, it's like he'll play the fucking Pop in My Collar because he's the first song, you know, he's the first verse. And then that, you know, it's like, it wasn't a good concert.
But, yeah, yeah.
Isn't one of the, like, Eagle, like, one of the main guys dead?
I thought they were all dead until Vivian fucking.
I don't know. I don't think it's Joe Walsh, but maybe one of the other guys.
Wish I could go see Leonard Cohen, but he's dead. Ooh, yeah, Andy's dead. Andy doesn't like Leonard Cohen. But he and I were going to review Palm Springs, and they play Leonard Cohen in that.
Oh, shit. They're coming to the United Center on the 8th.
I don't know if I know Leonard Cohen.
He does Hallelujah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he has a bunch of other songs. Andy specifically not like him.
He talked about it. I think it was in the group chat where he said it was music that his dad would play.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's just like, and I get it. Cause yeah, it's like,
yeah,
dad rock's similar to dad movies.
But it's funny cause it's not dad rock, like whatsoever, you know? But, well, a lot
if
of
your dad listened to it, it's dad rock.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess the bass player, Randy, he passed away, I think last year. Well,
they can get a bass, any bass player.
Yeah.
Bass players are disrespectful.
Anybody can strum on the bass.
You should check out Leonard Cohen. He's really good.
Okay.
The Famous Blue Raincoat, fucking The Parisian.
Yes.
Goodbye, Marianne.
I'll check him out.
I'll make you a fucking playlist.
Hell yeah.
SD Feast. He said he wanted to listen to Atmosphere. I made him an Atmosphere playlist.
Hell yeah. I know Atmosphere.
Yeah, Winter Lady. Yeah. Great song. I can keep going.
You know, this reminds me,
Steve gave me some feedback after my last, so I have another Mexican band coming up soon.
Yeah, me too. Was it maybe it was the same one.
Well, it was after it was Mariachi El Bronx.
Yeah.
I was on a business like trip thing with a dude that I work with, an older guy, and he was talking to me about Foreigner, and I was telling him,
I hate them Foreigners.
I was telling him I'm a Journey fan, but I couldn't think of like a top Foreigner song, because they always say like, dude, Foreigner is poor man's Journey.
Foreigner, yeah. I've seen twice,
but Foreigner, dude,
Foreigner fucking rocks.
I went on like as we were driving back, because it was like
Jukebox
a clear water.
Oh, I
yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is I put Foreigner on their greatest hits, and every song that popped up, I'm fucking belting to it, and I'm realizing I know every fucking Foreigner hit ever. But I couldn't.
Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Yeah. Much like when I
Dirty White Boy.
Much like when I started listening to Drake.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit! I already know
started
this
from
one.
The bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Fucking right.
Hell yeah.
That might be Lil Wayne. I don't know.
That's Drake's song. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah,
fucking
right.
Dwayne is on the song that he features.
Dude, we're going to just do a Drake episode. Not even fucking include fucking Drew can fuck off. Yeah. Me and you, we're just going to fucking,
yeah.
A fucking, yeah, just Drake.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Drew.
I'll it can be like,
I'll Drake out with you.
Get me to like Drake.
Hey,
I mean,
yeah, that's right.
With the amount of Drake I've played on here, that should have happened. It's okay. We'll play a lot of Drake, you know.
Just get a song where it actually sounds like he's singing over the music he's singing to.
We should have Drew on it. Drew has to pick two Drake songs he likes. We're going to force him to pick two Drake songs.
We're going to do a fucking Drake episode. And you, as a matter of fact, you have to look for two Drake songs you like.
Yeah,
and bring it to the table. Not you, because you've just been bad-mouthing Drake all night.
I'm sorry, I don't want a fucking Drake friendship bracelet. I'm good.
Oh, she's so mad because I fucking delivered her. I got a fucking owl tattoo. And she's like, oh, so did I. Actually, no, it was the hands. It wasn't the owl. I think Brayden has the fucking owl.
The six god hands.
Yeah. The 6666. Yeah. I love Toronto.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sorry, babe. I'll stop talking about Veronica. I promise. going with our last one, though. Of course, babe, I mean Drew.
You're the same. You're still talking to the ex that you're not with.
Yeah. But Keith is like, I listened to that. He's like, it was funny at first, but I think we should talk about it. I'm like, shut up, Keith, my therapist. He's like, no, Drew contacted me. He sent me that file. I was like, how? I have the masters for that. He's like, no, you don't. Where do you think you are? And it's like fucking, what's that fucking Leonardo movie?
Shutter Island?
It's like Shutter Island. And I'm just like, what? It's like, yeah, James is your nurse. Vivian is your fucking therapist. Drew is the lunch lady.
I thought you were gonna say like when you said like where do you think you are, like that's the from Scrubs when
I've been dead the entire time. Oh no, fucking
Brendan Fraser. Yeah,
dude,
where do you think you are right now?
Brendan Fraser dies before me, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. All right, actually, I think in this story, I think you would be the janitor and you would be the lunch lady only because you would be giving me milk.
Oh hell yeah,
yeah, black milk specifically, black because milk, the last artist they're going with is, and I'm excited to listen to this because I've never listened to this artist, but we're going with For How Much by Black Milk, which I don't think I would drink black milk. I don't drink I don't drink regular milk.
It's just really chocolatey chocolate milk. It's like just super chocolatey.
My mom used to use like the strawberry syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Well, that's pink milk. That's a different artist.
What do you guys call, we had this conversation at work. What do you guys call just regular milk?
Milk.
Milk.
Milk. Would you guys ever refer to it as white milk?
Like, you know, if it's sitting next to a glass of black milk, I'd be like, hand me the white one. Hand me the white milk.
No, my coworker, Michael, he said, I was like, what are you drinking? And he's like, white milk. And I was like, is it any other fucking color? And he was like, yeah. He's like, and mind you, he was referring to like the Nesquik milk. He's like, they have the banana one, the strawberry one, and the chocolate one. And I was like, that, like, you're saying colors. Like, it's just milk. And we had a whole thing about it at work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, very weird. I would never refer to fucking regular milk. Also, cousin Jeremy orders milk when we go out to eat.
Ooh.
Like, we've got to go get
breakfast.
That's
a bold move.
Yeah. Well, we're in Miami. We're at a steakhouse.
And he ordered milk.
No, me and Jeremy.
You got milk and fucking steak?
No.
I just watched a Kyle Kinane joke about that where he's like, my dad still orders, he'll order milk with his steak. It's like, what are you doing? Trying to put it back together in your stomach?
No, because it was 18 of us. It was like me, Frank, Hot Topic Joe. I forget who else at one table. And he was at the other end with Cabana, Ryan. I forget who else.
Millionaires Club.
The what?
The Millionaires Club.
And we called the waiter over. We're like, hey, do us a favor. He's like, what's up? We're like, do you guys have milk? He's like, yeah. We're like, can you send a tall glass of milk to that gentleman over there? And we're like, and don't tell him who it's from. And he's like, okay. Just walks over there, gives him the milk. And you see, like, everyone's just like, because Jeremy clearly didn't order milk. You know, and he's just like staring at it. And then he like looks over and we're just like,
and takes a sip.
Yeah, we just like wave behind him and, you know, he knew who it was. But I like this black milk.
Oh, dude. And this album is really fucking good. I just happen to, because I'll check like the hip hop new releases every week or every Friday. And I just came across this guy and I fucking fell in love real quick. And I was actually just thinking the background music in this song kind of reminds me of Muse. You know, they both have that little kind of alien spaceship shit going on, you know?
Little theremin?
Cool. Yeah,
which I regret. In high school, my music teacher had a theremin, and I was too nervous to fucking play with it.
Dude, oh my god. It'd be awesome if you were fucking just a badass theremin player.
He was a musician.
Yeah?
You didn't have Mr. Mendoza, right?
No, but I cut class a few times and went to that class.
Vivian cut class a lot. One time me and Vivian
you
cut class.
You cut class to go to class?
Yeah, I cut class to go to a different class.
Nerd alert.
Such a badass. And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
I definitely, yeah. One of my friends was a substitute teacher, and I would just go to his class, and he's like, dude, stop. Like, they're not going to respect me. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I didn't do my French homework, so I'm not going to fucking French class. And then when Miss Tobin sees me, I'm going to fucking gaslight her and tell her I was there.
I mean, fairness, I, like, half of my senior year classes were just study halls, and, like, I would just walk around the school and be like, I'm gonna go to it, and, like, they didn't care. They were always, like, I'm just always a lovable imp somewhere.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Go do what you want to do.
Go ahead, Red.
You are a lovable little imp, a little scamp, of course, you, but, you know, thank you, though, for being on here.
Oh, my God.
What?
Perfect way to end it.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, anyways, it was nice having, you know, you on here, James, as well as you, Vivian, because, again, like, you know, I podcasted with all three of you. I mean, with you, twice, sometimes three times a week. Vivian, too. James, I'm a golden eagle, if I remember, for a reason.
Hell yeah.
And I'm just happy we could all get together.
Hey, thanks for having me, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
How do we end it?
I remember one time I posted running out of pages in my passport, and an older woman. I was dating an older woman for a while.
Yeah.
She was like, "You're running out of pages in your passport." She's like, "Where are you going so much?" And I was like, "Calm down, Grandma. It's a fucking Drake song." Because it was like, it said that I was going to like Miami or something. She's like, "Why would they stamp your passport if you're going to Miami?" But you know,
get with it, oldie.
Listen.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/PWTcast.
Yeah, to listen to that fucking. If you thought I was calling out exes on this, go listen to fucking patreon.com/PWTcast. We're fucking, I let it all loose. Yeah, not that I don't already.
And then you can also hear James this Friday.
Yeah, then this Friday, myself and James are going to be talking Giovanni Ribisi.
And I've been Drew.
I've been Vivian.
And I've been James.
And I've started wearing less and going out more. Because he used to call me on my cell phone. I've been scrumped.
First show I am.
I'm just going to let the song play.
Neat.
Oh, no, it's going on for another 2 minutes. All right, guys, for Scrump and Drew's Music Box this week, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
I've been Vivian.
I'm James again. Still James.
And Andy, we love you.